This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. A July 1st, 2020 update. Got some good news and some bad news for you. I'll just lay it out. The bad news is that America will not survive. In fact, the Western world is on a course of total collapse. The good news is that the Western world corruption will collapse with it. And the good news is that you can survive this collapse through preparedness. And if you're not practicing serious long-term preparedness, then you absolutely won't survive what's coming. So getting back to the bad news, this is not just some economic depression. This is not just some temporary political strife, you know, the riots and the COVID-19 shutdowns. This is the end of the West. The Western civilization has lost the will to defend itself because it's been feminized. So all these feminists and all these soy boys that have taken over society have attacked masculinity, attacked the family, attacked males in particular, and they've destroyed the sense of self-survival, of self-defense. And in countries like the United Kingdom, it's actually illegal to defend yourself, and much the same in Canada as well. Western society is being completely overrun, and I'm here to tell you, as a Christian, that it looks like even Christianity has decided, well, I shouldn't say Christianity, but corrupt Christian church pastors have surrendered their churches to Satan and to evil, you know, refusing to defend the tenets of Christianity, refusing to defend the Constitution of the United States, which was founded in Christianity, and so on. Western civilization, based on the way it looks right now, looks like it's going to be completely overrun in the next, I don't know, 30, 40 years. And the process has already begun because Western civilization refuses to defend itself. So Western civilization is now a null and void approach to organizing society. You can't let a bunch of feminists take over your society and push a bunch of bizarre, twisted transgenderism and the demasculinization of society, attacking men, attacking families, you know, taking away your right to self-defense, taking away the Second Amendment, taking away your First Amendment, basically pussifying all of society, which is what Western civilization has become, to the point where even U.S. senators who are conservatives bow down to the radical left and are afraid of Chuck Schumer and are out there licking the boots of Black Lives Matter, which is a left-wing terrorist organization, because they're afraid to be mobbed by Twitter or to be condemned in the New York Times. So you've got, in America today, you've got preachers that are more afraid of Twitter than they are afraid of God. And you've got senators that are more afraid of the Twitter mob than they are afraid of voters. Senators don't give a crap about voters. All they listen to is the Twitter mob. And since Twitter has been taken over by a left-wing mob that has silenced and censored all conservative and Christian views, or pro-America views or pro-Trump views, then all you get on Twitter is a radical left-wing extremist echo chamber of lunacy that is leading to the downfall of this society. So to the extent that lawmakers even listen to Twitter, and they do because they think that mob represents the voters, and it doesn't, but because they listen to that mob, then they make incredibly horrific decisions to, for example, not defend America's borders, to let America be overrun by illegals, to let massive voter fraud take place all across the country run by Democrats with fraud by mail voting schemes, for example. There is no longer any Republican, it seems. I mean, I guess there are a few, Matt Gaetz, Senator Cruz and Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and so on. There are a few, a handful, who are not traitors, but the rest of them are just traitors. And I'm talking about the Republicans. Of course, all the Democrat senators and lawmakers are traitors. That's a given at this point. But I'm even talking about Republicans. Most of them are traitors as well. And most of the pastors of the churches are traitors. And most of the population have become so pathetic and so weak and so poisoned, literally poisoned with toxic chemicals and hormone disruptors and plasticizer chemicals, pesticides, heavy metals, you name it, all these things I've talked about over the years, that they have basically descended into a kind of zombie-like drooling idiocy, just whimpering morons who go to the grocery store and load up their carts with more toxic crap to poison themselves even more so they can then think that they're living in a society that's becoming progressive when it's actually being destroyed. Everybody mass medicated apparently in American society today to the point where they're all raving mind-altered lunatics. I mean, the number of sane people remaining in this country is very, very small. It's a very small percentage of the population of people who are healthy, of sound mind and sound body, who practice good health and have good rational thinking and so on. I mean, you're probably among those people. That's why you listen to this podcast. And, oh, you know, speaking of rational thinking, I've got great news. Stefan Molyneux is, I'm going to be interviewing him coming up for Brighton Conversations, and we're talking with Stefan to import his entire library of all his videos. I don't know how many videos it was like thousands that were removed off YouTube because YouTube blacklisted him, called him a neo-Nazi, which is insane. He's a philosopher, by the way. He's a philosopher and quite a brilliant philosopher. I think he calls himself Stefan, not Stefan. So I think his pronunciation is Stefan. So he's a brilliant philosopher, but people like Stefan, who dares to talk about history, talk about philosophy, talk about the scientific basis of differences in gender behavior, for example, or ethnic culture behavioral differences across world history, apparently you're not allowed to talk about that anymore. So he gets labeled somehow a neo-Nazi, which is, again, totally absurd, and then deplatformed from YouTube. Because, again, this society is cratering, which means that they have to silence all the voices of reason and voices of self-preservation, such as my own voice. I've been censored for years off of YouTube and also completely deplatformed from Facebook and, you know, all the other radical left-wing tech giants. For the same reason that Stefan Molyneux has been blacklisted, which is essentially that they don't want voices of reason and rationality to be able to educate people about history, about culture, about things that are happening, and in my case, about survival and preparedness and so on, about toxins in your food, organics, clean food, you know, all these issues. They don't want anybody to be able to think for themselves, and they certainly don't want anybody to be educated in American society today. So I reached out to Stefan and invited him for an interview, and he agreed. We're going to put that together here in the next few days, and we're going to feature all his videos on Brighton.com. At least that's the current plan, unless something goes wrong with grabbing all the videos or something. I'm not sure. We'll see. I'll keep you posted on that. But I'm a big fan of Stefan and his work. In fact, once his videos are moved over to Brighton.com, I will probably make a point to listen to many more of them. I will probably make like a Stefan Molyneux, you know, playlist or something. Now, by the way, I don't agree with every single thing that he's ever said, and that's not the point. Most of what he says is incredibly right on, incredibly intriguing, very well informed, and also comes from a foundation of core principles of private property, of owning your body, health freedom, a meritocracy, you know, a merit-based society. In other words, the freedom to speak, the freedom to engage in contract, the freedom to live without interference by an onerous government entity that's telling you how to live your life. Stefan is a principled individual, which is so rare today, which is part of the reason why Western civilization is falling apart, because most people have abandoned any principle, including the church pastors. And instead of principle, they want to be popular. So I've said before that the church pastors have placed popularity as a higher priority than following principle. And if you want to be popular in a world run by evil, deranged lunatics, then you have to become one of them. And that's what a lot of pastors are doing, like Joel Osteen. What a total freaking fraud. What an embarrassment to Christianity. Even Christ will reject him. I mean, when he dies, he's going to hell for all that he has done to betray the church. What a traitor to Christianity. out there marching with Black Lives Matter, a terrorist group that espouses hatred towards white people and hatred towards cops, calling for killing police officers, shooting innocent people in vehicles, using explosives and violent assaults to kidnap hundreds of people in downtown Seattle and seize their homes and private property. And Joel Osteen is out there marching for that. See, that just tells you the treason of these Christian pastors today. And it's just a little hint of why Western civilization is collapsing. But there's more. but wait, there's more. It's like an infomercial. Like if we're selling the collapse of Western civilization, but wait, there's more. And order now and you also get financial collapse, because there's going to be a total financial collapse of the Western systems, Western banks, central banks, Western fiat currencies, such as the dollar, the euro, and so on. It's all going to collapse. Why? Because they keep printing money, because there's no discipline, because the people who are running Western cultures are criminals and con artists and frauds. and that's just starting with the people in Washington, D.C., not to mention all the corrupt federal judges and all the corrupt lawmakers all over the country. It is a nightmare of corruption and fraud, and it will end in financial collapse. You can rest assured that that is the case, because the laws of economics have not been suspended. And so there's no discipline. There's only, in Western society, there's only this desire for short-term gain at the expense of everything else. Everybody wants everything now. They want profit now. They want the stock market propped up now. But they don't want to have to wait patiently for long-term investments to pay off. They don't want to have to earn and save money. They just want to be given money. And so the government just prints money to appease everybody and hand out unemployment benefits to everybody and just run our whole system into the ground with trillions of dollars, literally trillions of dollars in debt, that it's hard to imagine how this is ever going to be repaid. Frankly, it's not going to be. I mean, that's just an impossibility at this point. So when you are looking at the collapse of society, rest assured, it was not difficult to predict. We knew this was coming. We've seen it. And we are warning you about this with a sense of responsibility towards humanity, because we want you to be prepared. We want you to be prepared. So get ready. Get ready. You can survive all of this through preparedness. That is possible. But you're going to have a food supply. You're going to have gold and silver. You're going to have to be absolutely ready for this, because it's going to be devastating. Western civilization will collapse. That collapse might take a generation or two. But the United States of America, as you know it, will be over within probably 1 to 2 years. So we'll talk about that more in another podcast. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com and read my website, newstarget.com, which is banned and blacklisted. I almost said bland. It's bland by Facebook. You can't even share links on Facebook because they say that what do they say? I don't know. It's disallowed. You're not allowed to share newstarget.com links on Facebook. So move over to Parler and Gab and Spreely.com and all the other services. That's the only way you can share my stories. Thank you for listening.